So classically, we always begin the retreats by orienting our mindfulness to the breath and body. That practice of being with the breath is, you know, traditionally we call it anapanasati. The word means, sati means mindfulness or remembering or recalling. And pana is breath, so it's remembering or recalling the breath. And so in the practice, we sometimes use the breath as an object of our mindfulness in the very beginning. And we return to it regularly to notice really how the mind wanders. In a nutshell, that the practice works mainly by withdrawing, we could say, or restraining our distraction to thoughts and redirecting our attention to the physical experience of the breath and body. And when we do that, we start to put less energy into the emotional states of restlessness and anxiety or aversion. And gradually over time, the mind and the body calm, and we have a more balanced way of being with our life, more contented way of being with our life. So mindfulness of breathing is not an exercise, not a breathing exercise. It's just a way of cultivating our contact with awareness. And the simple principle behind the meditation practice is that if we keep reminding ourselves of our awareness by attending to the breath over and over again, gradually things calm down and we feel contented. So the difference between being mindful and not being mindful is actually a big one, one that we're not necessarily always conscious of, though. I mean, think about your day, like how many times a day mindful. I was going to say how many times a day do you slip away from mindfulness, but it's actually better to ask it the other way. How many times a day are you mindful? Now, slipping off the breath is not failure. It's a way that we understand awareness. That's all. It's a way we come back to freedom again. To where we have choice again. So, in the course of this retreat, we're going to, in the first day or so, use the normal way of practicing, attending to the objects of breath and body, of emotions and thoughts, etc. But gradually, we want to relax that attention to objects and bring our attention more precisely or more fully to the experience of awareness itself. It's really practice with studying awareness. Mostly we're aware of the content of our awareness, the activity going on, the thoughts and feelings and sensations, etc. In this retreat, we want to turn our attention more to the awareness itself. What are its qualities? But it helps to stabilize first. You know, otherwise we just get spacey and have cool transcendent experiences, but we don't learn very much. So this morning, or all day today really, let's just practice with, as we classically do, studying the breath and body and all its various experiences. When we're studying the breath, though, we're also really studying not just what the breath does or doesn't do. We're studying awareness and lack of awareness. Awareness and absence of awareness. And we're also developing, of course, particularly in the first day or so, patience and gentleness, the kindness that are conducive, really, to being aware. So this morning when you're practicing with the breath, just, you know, really be aware of every aspect of it that you possibly can be. How do you feel the air touching? Where do you feel the air touching? When does it, where does it first touch? What happens in the middle of that touch? What happens at the end of that touch? Really sense the motion of the breath. Maybe you feel the breath very easily and viscerally at the way the air dances there at the tip of the nose. Others feel the rising and separating of the rib cage. Others feel the diaphragm expanding and contracting, and the belly empties and fills. Still others of us really feel the breath in the whole body. So just see what's true for you. Yeah? And moment to moment experience that truth. Really, in the practice, for me anyway, I'm just usually attending to the quality of the awareness. What's the experience of being aware like? The content that's happening in the awareness, it's not so important, actually. Just attend to the awareness itself. See if anything is infusing the awareness. Not just the content of the activity, but see what's infusing the awareness. Is there interest in the awareness? Is there curiosity in the awareness? And here, by observing the breath, by observing the body, feeling the body, feeling the breath, sensing the body, sensing the breath, we also start to see that the practice is relational in a way. At first it feels like me watching the breath, and then as you begin to stay with it more and more precisely, more and more intimately, you begin to see your relationship with the breath, yeah? So what? So this morning, let's allow the body to really relax, the heart to really relax, the mind to really relax, to let the breath breathe you as much as possible. To see how awareness is with the breath. To see that there's the activity of breathing, and then there's the awareness of that activity. And see if this morning you can really attend to both of those. Attending to the activity, attending to the awareness of the breath itself. I don't really want to give us more instruction this morning. I had in mind a whole thing that I wanted to offer you, but actually I want us to just be so simple this morning. Just so simple. Sit here, bringing stillness forward, letting the breath breathe itself without any interference. And then see what happens. Let's be that simple this morning, actually. Well, let's practice like that and see what we discover. We can talk about it later. Practice simply.